Connection and influence aren't about tactics or strategies. They're about who you are at your core. Today's lecture is all about mastering the art of connection and building authentic relationships that last. Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the visionary founder of Ascendancy, designed this program to help us live in alignment with our true selves, and from that space, create powerful, meaningful connections. Brian is going to guide us through how to unlock genuine influence by showing up fully as ourselves, without pretense or performance. It's about being real, being present, and being aligned with our core being. Take it away, Brian.
Thanks, Hope. Let's begin by getting something straight. Connection isn't something you create through manipulation, tactics, or charm. It's not about impressing people, saying the right things, or positioning yourself in the right light. Connection is not a strategy. It's an authentic way of being. And when you understand this, you will begin to see that true influence, the kind that lasts, is never about getting others to do something. It's about who you are being in the presence of others. Most people think that influence is about changing someone else's behavior or winning them over to your point of view. But that's the wrong starting point. The moment you try to get something from someone, you've already lost the connection. Why? Because the essence of authentic connection is being fully present, with no agenda, no hidden motive, no need to prove yourself or win approval. Influence isn't what you do. It's a natural result of who you are being. The first principle in mastering the art of connection is core being. Ask yourself, are you showing up in your interactions as the most authentic version of yourself, or are you performing? Are you trying to get others to like you, respect you, or validate you? Authentic connection starts with showing up as your true self, without apology, without trying to be what you think others want you to be. You can't influence others in a lasting, meaningful way if you aren't aligned with your core being. When you are grounded in your core being, you radiate something powerful, authenticity, and people can feel that. People are naturally drawn to those who are genuine, those who aren't trying to impress, but are simply being real. This is where influence begins, not with tactics or persuasion, but with truth. The next principle is internal alignment. Connection becomes difficult, even impossible, when you're not aligned with yourself. When your thoughts, emotions, and actions are in conflict, you project that inconsistency outward. You might say one thing, but people feel something else. They don't trust what you're saying, not because your words are wrong, but because there's a lack of harmony in your being. Trust is the foundation of influence, and trust is built when people sense that you are internally aligned. Your words, your energy, and your actions are all moving in the same direction. Think about the last time you truly connected with someone. I guarantee it wasn't because of what you said or did. It was because of how you were being in that moment. You were likely present, open, and aligned. When you are in that state, people naturally respond to you because they feel safe, understood, and seen. Now let's get into radical accountability. If you want to build lasting influence and win authentic relationships, you must take full responsibility for the quality of your connections. It's not up to other people to create connection with you. It's up to you to show up in a way that invites it. Blaming others for not understanding you, for not being open, for not reciprocating connection, that's just avoiding responsibility. Radical accountability means you take ownership of your presence in every interaction. Here's the truth. People are mirrors. They reflect back the energy you put out. If you're guarded, they'll be guarded. If you're disconnected, they'll feel it and respond in kind. But if you are open, vulnerable, and grounded in your authenticity, people will naturally open up to you. Connection is a two-way street, but it starts with you. If you're not experiencing the kind of deep, meaningful relationships you want, look within first. What energy are you bringing to the table? Are you showing up fully, or are you holding back, waiting for the other person to prove themselves first? Here's where most people get stuck. They believe that influence means controlling the outcome of an interaction. But influence isn't about control. It's about surrender. It's about letting go of the need to be liked, to be right, to win, and instead focusing on being fully present. Influence flows when you are fully in the moment, not when you're trying to manage or manipulate it. And that's where Phoenix moments come in. In every meaningful relationship, there comes a point where the old ways of being, performance, ego, the need for validation, must burn away. This is uncomfortable because it requires you to be vulnerable. It requires you to let go of the masks and step into radical honesty, both with yourself and with others. But it's in these moments of vulnerability that real connection happens. When you let go of trying to be what you think others want, you create the space for true relationships to form. Relationships built on trust, respect, and authenticity. So how do you build lasting influence? How do you win authentic relationships? You stop trying. You stop performing. You stop seeking approval, and you stop using tactics. Instead, you start showing up fully aligned with your core being. You start taking radical accountability for your presence and the energy you bring to every interaction. And you surrender the need to control the outcome. Influence is not about convincing others. It's about being the kind of person others naturally want to follow, connect with, and trust. And that comes from being fully aligned with yourself, from operating with integrity, and from creating space for others to be themselves. When you operate from this place, influence is effortless. You don't have to push, you don't have to persuade, and you don't have to prove anything. People will be drawn to you because they can feel the authenticity of who you are. They will trust you because they sense that you are not here to manipulate or control them, but to connect with them, human to human. This is the power of ascendancy. It's not about getting others to follow you. It's about becoming someone worth following. When you embody this, when you master the art of connection, you will find that influence is no longer something you chase. It's something you naturally attract. Mastering the art of connection is not about doing more. It's about being more. Being more real, more aligned, more present. That's where true influence lives. That's where authentic relationships are built. And that's how you win hearts, minds, and trust. Not by force, but by simply being who you are.
Incredible. What a powerful journey we've just been on, exploring the true essence of connection and influence. I hope you're beginning to see that authentic relationships aren't built on tactics or performance. They're built on who you are at your core. As Brian has shown us today, real influence and connection start with aligning yourself with your core being, taking radical accountability for the energy you bring to every interaction, and creating space for true connection to emerge. The relationships you want, the influence you seek, they all flow naturally when you show up as your most authentic self. If today's lecture resonated with you, and I'm sure it did, this is just the beginning of your journey. I invite you to dive deeper by joining our free membership at ascendancy.life. That's ascendancy.life. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive audios, transformative content, and tools that will continue to support you in building authentic relationships and lasting influence. This is your opportunity to keep growing, learning, and surrounding yourself with the wisdom and support needed for ongoing transformation. So head over to ascendancy.life and join us. Thank you all for being here today, and I can't wait to see how you master the art of connection and create the relationships that truly matter in your life.
Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.